Hunger Free Vermont is a statewide group that has worked since 1993 to end hunger and increase access to nutritious food. For the past 9 years, it has been led by Marissa Parisi, who expanded its scope statewide and broadened its focus from childhood hunger to all ages. Parisi will leave her current position in December to helm Rise Vermont. She says she's excited about the new challenge.
I have had a wonderful 9 years at Hunger Free Vermont. I'm incredibly proud of the accomplishments of the organization, but I'm excited to move on to something new.
That something new is called Rise Vermont. What is that?
So Rise Vermont is this incredibly innovative outreach organization that's been piloted through Northwestern Medical Center in the northern part of Vermont in Franklin and Grand Isle counties that helps people in the community embrace healthy lifestyles and actually improve their health. So it's gone quite well in northwestern Vermont. They have a number of very innovative initiatives that are helping people find ways to do everything from improve their physical activity to their nutrition to making sure they get their vaccines or have access to their primary care physician. And it's gone so well in northwestern Vermont that One Care Vermont and the Department of Health have partnered together to scale up. And I've been hired as their first executive director to help the initiative scale up statewide.
So you're moving from a hunger and poverty advocacy center to a center that's promoting healthy lifestyles in order to help them scale it up. What do you bring from the advocacy you've been doing that will allow you to accomplish that goal?
Well, I've, my whole career, and especially the 9 years I've worked at Hunger Free Vermont, have worked on issues that are true social determinants of health. So if people do not have enough nutritious food on a daily basis, they are at great risk for poorer health outcomes. And I see my tenure here at Hunger Free Vermont as really a great grounding in assisting RISE VT in expanding statewide. Because if we can ensure that everyone has enough nutritious food to eat, has great opportunities for physical health and wellness, we will get better health outcomes and people will live better lives here in Vermont. So for me, it was just RISE VT is such an innovative and exciting organization, but it really just brings my work from Hunger Free Vermont into this even broader context.
Marissa, we've heard a lot about working towards healthier lifestyles for a long time. You've mentioned that RISE Vermont is innovative. What are they doing that is innovative in moving people towards those healthy lifestyles?
Well, I've been particularly inspired by some of the fun activities that they've had in northwestern Vermont. They have a smoothie bike that they're bringing to schools. They've worked actually closely with Hunger Free Vermont on initiatives on expanding free school meals, on encouraging school gardens. But they've also done these neat things where they have physical activity opportunities in the park where folks can, you know, go to a free boot camp in the park that you might not have had access to before. So there's a lot of opportunity to really go into a community, really understand what the needs are and the barriers are to improving one's health, and really providing activities and new information that will help folks really change their life and improve their health.
And taking a look back at Hunger Free Vermont, you've been there for 9 years. What changes have you seen in the need and also the policies during your time at Hunger Free Vermont?
Looking back on my tenure with the organization, there's so many things from a policy standpoint I'm really proud of. One in particular was helping Vermont become the first state in the nation to offer free school lunches to all kids in the reduced price category. And since then, we've seen many other states implement that to increase participation in school meal programs. We've done so much on the universal free school meal programs. And we've even, in the last year, worked with the legislature to expand farm-to-school programs. So I'm very, very proud of the policies that we've been able to implement. And we've seen improvement in the status of hunger. We've seen a 23% drop overall in hunger since the beginning of the recession, and we're really proud of that. But, you know, going forward, Hunger Free Vermont's work will not stop because, right, you know, before the recession in 2009, right before I started, hunger hovered around 9% of the population here, and that was unacceptable. And while we're seeing a decline in the incidence of food insecurity in the state of Vermont, it's still around 10.3%. So we're still above pre-recession levels. So I know that I leave a legacy of incredible staff here. They're exceptional experts, and they're just not going to give up. And they're going to keep working, implementing policies that protect Vermonters, get them the nutrition they need, and that one day they're going to be able to say that they've solved the problem.
Marissa Parisi's last day at Hunger Free Vermont is December 15th. She will begin work at Rise Vermont in January. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.